SNL skewers Trump's Middle East trip, Lorne Michaels' rumored exit, show's future in 50th season finale. By Breitbart News on May 18, 2025. AP, Saturday Night Live was more reflective than festive in the final episode of its 50th season. Scarlett Johansson, who set a record for a woman with her 7th appearance as host, used her monologue to lead most of the current cast of the NBC Sketch Institution in a song sung to the tune of Billy Joel's Piano Man. The performance looked back on an eventful year that included an election, an epic anniversary special and a star-studded concert. "Sing us a song, it's your monologue, the 50th season is through," Johansson sang, along with Bowen Yang, Ego Nwodim, Mikey Day, Heidi Gardner and others. "It's lasting forever, we did it together, and we got to spend it with you." Johansson teased, then took back, a guest appearance that would have been in keeping with the season's excessive guest stars. "Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Joel," she shouted, before adding, "wrote this song." No post-season cast departures have been announced, so no emotional farewells were necessary. But Johansson and the cast joked in the song that Sarah Sherman would be gone. "It's been a great season and Sarah is leaving, we're all gonna miss you next year," they sang. A stunned Sherman replied, "Wait, what? Did you guys hear something?" Johansson's husband, Colin Yost, is a writer on the show and anchor of the Weekend Update segment. Yost and co-anchor Michael Che returned to their annual season finale tradition of writing and being forced to deliver wildly inappropriate jokes for each other. Johansson is the subject of many of the Che-written jokes. So this year Yost compelled Che to bring her out and apologize for once comparing part of her body to Costco roast beef. The 50th season brought much media discussion of who might run the show should 80-year-old creator Lorne Michaels ever step down. Some have suggested Yost might replace Michaels and Che forced Yost to address the issue with one of the jokes written for him. "It's SNL's 50th season, so I want to take a moment to say something to our boss," Yost said. "Lorne, retire, bitch. Let me run the show." Yost also appeared in a pre-recorded, behind-the-scenes bit where Johansson has twirled sex with Yang after she confesses to Nwodim and Gardner that she has a crush on him, and learns he has only been publicly pretending to be gay for the clout. Johansson has her heart broken when she learns Yang also has been hooking up with Nwodim, Gardner and guest star Emily Ratajkowski. In another behind-the-scenes digital short made by the three members of comedy group Please Don't Destroy, Johansson treats the trio to a first-class flight that becomes a luxe hip-hop video until the men panic when they learn they are landing at the troubled airport of Newark, New Jersey. Musical guest Bad Bunny appears as an air traffic controller, working alone on his first day. As in nearly every episode of this season, James Austin Johnson did his impression of President Donald Trump in the cold open segment, which had him finding love with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Johnson's Trump broke the fourth wall and walked into the audience at the end of the bit. "It's the SNL finale, season 50, worst one yet," he said. "See you again in the fall if we still have a country. It's a coin toss."